One Friday morning, 2 summers ago, I was on holiday in a country I did not know well. I was travelling alone. I had a small paper map and a long list of plans for the day. First, I wanted to visit a famous museum. After the museum, I planned to have lunch at a particular cafe. Then, in the afternoon, I planned to walk in a special old neighbourhood that all the guidebooks talked about. I went to the big train station. There were many platforms and many trains. I looked at the signs, but the language was difficult. I asked a man at the door. He pointed at a platform, and I quickly got on a train. The train left the station. It was a slow train. I sat by the window. I was happy. After about 20 minutes, the train stopped at a small station. The voice on the radio said a name. I did not know the name. I looked at my map. The name was not there. I asked the woman next to me, in slow English, "Excuse me, where is this?" She said the name of the town. She said it was a small town, far from the city. I was on the wrong train. I felt a little stupid. The man at the station had pointed at the wrong platform, or perhaps I had not understood him. I got off the train. I stood on the platform for a moment. The famous museum was now far away. The special cafe was far away. The afternoon plan was finished before it had started. I had 2 choices. I could wait an hour for a train back to the city, or I could stay in this small town for the day. I had time. The weather was nice. I decided to stay. The town was very small. There was one main street with a few shops, a church, and a little square with old trees. I walked slowly. There were not many people. A woman was washing the windows of her shop. An old man was reading a newspaper on a bench. At lunchtime, I went into a small cafe. The menu was on the wall, but I could not read it. A woman at the next table was eating something that looked good, a kind of soup, with bread. I pointed at the woman's plate, and then at myself. The waiter laughed kindly and nodded. He brought me the same soup, with bread and a small glass of water. The soup was warm and very good. The bread was fresh. After lunch, I sat for a while in the small square. I watched the old trees move in the wind. I watched a man giving little pieces of food to a thin grey cat under a bench. The cat ate carefully, then sat near the man's feet. In the late afternoon, I walked back to the station. I waited for a train to the city. This time, I asked 3 different people if it was the right train. All 3 said yes. I got on and I went back to my hotel. I never returned to Ptayon, to that small town. I do not even remember its name. I'm not sure I could find it on a map. But I have not forgotten the small main street, the soup I ordered with my finger, the old man on the bench, and the thin grey cat under the tree. Sometimes the wrong train is not really wrong. It is just a different train going to a different small day.